From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It's Friday night into Saturday morning, and that means open lines for you, so let's get right to the calls. Let's go to our first-time caller, Julio, in Riverside, California. Hey, Julio, welcome.
Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, too.
I am a fan. How you doing? I'm glad hopefully everybody's doing good tonight.
Yeah, how you doing with the lockdown?
Everything's going good. I work for the Sheriff's Department, so I keep myself pretty busy.
Yeah, you sure do. Okay, good.
So I got a story for you. You said the craziest thing, and I was listening to you on the way home, and I was like, I got to call, and I got to tell the story.
Let's hear it. For a while. Okay, go ahead.
So I've been with the department. I don't want to say what specific department, but I've been with the department for about 15 years. The majority was spent on the night watch, which is, we call it watch one. During the night, I tried to stay pretty proactive. You know, I was a new deputy at the time and show all the arrests I could make.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, I'm in work in this area. It's at the base of the mountain. It's a small little neighborhood. It's around 2 in the morning. There's not much going on, but nonetheless, I try to stay busy. So I used to black out my unit completely and just put it in drive and let it coast a little street. So I come up on a T intersection. Well, I'm at the T intersection. I look over to my left, and this is about 2:30 in the morning, and the fog's barely coming in.
Yeah.
And I look to my left, and I see a black Mustang. I can make it out. It's a black Mustang just in the middle of the roadway, about one block to the left of me at this intersection. So I kind of hit the emergency brake so he doesn't see my brake lights.
Mm-hmm.
Look over, and I'm staring right at him, and he starts revving up his engine, and I could see the exhaust coming out of the car, and he's facing me about one block over. I'm like, okay, so I guess it's go time. So I turn on my lights, and as soon as I go towards him, he speeds up towards me and makes a left right in front of me at the adjacent street. So I get behind him, and there you go. I'm in pursuit. I'm right behind this car. There's very, very light fog, but I'm right behind him. I'm on his tail, and there's only one way out of there. Actually, there's two exits, but the way we were going, there was only one way out of there, that neighborhood, and I was on him. So I put it out over the radio. Hey, I'm in pursuit, blah, blah, blah. Our helicopter's coming over to help us out. And then as I'm getting closer, I'm trying to read the plate. There's no plate on this car. And, yes, it's a Mustang. All the lights behind it are blacked out. The windows are blacked out.
Jeez.
And I'm about at one car length behind it, and we're going pretty fast. And I'm so close to it that the pebbles and the rocks are hitting my windshield.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, it just stops. And we're still going straight. There's nowhere to go, and the car's not there no more.
The car's not there?
Not there.
Poof.
So I don't know what to put out over the radio now because they're like, okay, what's your update? I was like, I don't know what to say. I lost the vehicle. So my partners end up showing up right away. The helicopter flies over. We got nothing. They use the flare, so can get the heat of the engine. Nothing. So I'm like, there's no way. And they kind of start teasing me. They're like, oh, you're scared to go too fast or too fast for you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So pride set in. And the next day I request that same area. I'm like, no, I'm going to go back there. I'm going to go back there. So the following day I request it. They're like, okay, just don't embarrass us again. So I go back out there. But this time I bring night vision goggles. I bring a little FLIR, like binoculars that we used to have.
You're ready. Yeah.
I'm ready. So this day was long because I was just waiting for 2 a.m. so I could get back to that same T intersection. So again, just like clockwork, I shut off my lights. I put it in drive and I just let the car coast. And same night as before, very light little fog, nothing crazy, a very bright moon. And I'm coming up to this T intersection again, and I look to my left, and lo and behold, there's a Mustang.
Same thing. Weird.
Same exact thing. And this time, I'm on it. I was like, uh-oh. As soon as I saw it, I put it in drive. I start going after him. Same exact thing. He goes towards me, revs his engine, and we're on it. And this time, I kid you not, I'm like 2 meters away from him, or whoever this person was. Same exact car. I was like, oh, I'm in. And everybody's like, oh, God, here we go again, you know?
And you couldn't see a face.
No, the windows were completely black.
Yeah, that's weird.
The only thing I could make, no plate on this car, just completely black.
And that's illegal, isn't it?
It's super illegal.
Yeah.
So I'm on it, and the car makes a left. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. I'm right behind, and I can see it. The rims are black. The whole thing is blacked out. And he's driving with no lights on. So as I'm coming up on it, the windows, the rocks that he's throwing up, because I'm so close to my, one of them cracks my windshield. But I'm still on it, and the car disappears again. I'm like, oh, no way. No
Unbelievable.
Way. Not this time again. So I have units that are responding. Okay, block the exits. I now have the FLIR myself. I'm going to go down the neighborhood and see if I could find this car.
And this is before dashboard cameras, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I start going down, literally block for block. But these houses in this area, they're like ranch-style homes. They have big properties in the front. So even if you were to turn into a house, there's no way. So I kind of get teased again. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. So everybody clears after they come, and we check the area, nothing. And they're like, dude, just stay off the radio. Don't.
Yeah, they're beginning to wonder about you, Julio, right?
Exactly. Like, I think you need some sleep. So I go back to that same intersection, and I put it in park. And I'm still kind of blacked out, and I'm just in awe. And I'm thinking, what happened, right? To the right of me at this T intersection, there's a huge field. And the moonlight is directly above me. So when I look at this, there's in this huge field, there's only one little house in this field. And when I look at it, the thing that stood out about it, it was a shadow. It looked almost like from the garage in the house, but the shadow came down like a little triangle. And I thought it was weird because I'm thinking of this car that just got away from me 2 days in a row. And I'm thinking, dang, am I hallucinating? What's going on? So I look over to the right. And this dark shadow that was there, I thought it was weird because the moonlight is pretty bright. And where the shadow was on the side of the moonlight. So that's what's catching my attention. So I kind of drive up a little bit. I put my spotlight on it, and the black shadow's still there. And then when I put my spotlight on, it starts to almost like, it almost looked like a sheet. It starts to move, like wiggle almost.
Mm-hmm. Wavy.
Wavy. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what is that? So I move up a little, and it's about 100 yards from me. So I lower my window, and now I'm like parallel to it. I can see it directly out of the passenger side window, and it's still like wavy moving, and then it drops to the ground.
My
it's shadow.
Gosh.
That same corner where was that, it lit up from the moonlight.
Was it the corner or what?
I don't know. To this day, I don't know. Get this. So I'm watching it, and it's still waving on the ground. It's moving almost like a blanket, but super black, super dark. So now I'm staring at it, and then the thing, it almost looked like somebody was under it and starts crawling towards me.
Jeez.
So it kind of gave me the chills when I was like, oh, is that thing moving towards me?
Like a creepy creature?
like the creepiest thing you ever seen. I couldn't make it out, but I could see it almost like somebody under it, like crawling on all fours towards me. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, is that thing moving towards me? What is it? And then I got the chills. So I start hitting the gas. I'm like, I'm out of here. And as I start going, the thing starts paralleling me and moving just as fast. So now I'm hitting it. I'm going, I don't know, 60, 70 miles per hour.
And it's keeping up with you?
And it's keeping up with me, and it bumps the back of my unit.
Jeez.
Yeah, I may have screamed a little bit, and I got out of there. I never saw what it was. There was no damage on my unit.
I got to tell you, Julio, stay out of that area, wherever it is. Don't go back there. Let me take a few more other calls here. But that is one of the creepy stories I've ever heard.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.